So if you would, why don't you grab your Bible and turn with me, amen, and let's look in the book of Matthew chapter 8, Matthew chapter 8, and we'll read to you a few different verses from the book of Matthew chapter 8, and just want to select, if I can, just a few verses out of chapter 8 and chapter 9, and read to you these verses, all right? Amen. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 3. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Amen. It's great to know the Lord has power, right? Amen. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 15. It says, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Amen. Matthew chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Man, that touch, right? Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according unto your faith, be it unto you. Praise the Lord. And I want to talk to you about the touch today. Amen. Because we need a touch of God. We need to be touched by the Lord. In every one of our lives, we need to be touched. There's power in a touch. There's power in a touch. I don't know, maybe you don't realize how powerful your touch even is. For you to touch somebody. You can convey a message. You can have an impact on somebody just by reaching out and touching somebody. And they say that there's that one-third of the people that go to the church on a regular basis, one-third does not connect with God. Or can I say does not feel a touch of God? That's one-third. That's quite a few people. That's quite a few people that does not feel that touch of God. That there's people that go to the house of the Lord and are there. They say that out of the one-third of adults in the country report connecting with God at least monthly. One-third of the people say they connect or they have get in touch with God monthly. Wow, that's feel like that a month? Once a month? Man. They say that 44% say they experience a touch of God every week. Every week. You know what? We need a touch of heaven. We need to experience a touch of God. We need to know what it is to feel God's touch in our life. There's a lot of things that we go through in our life that we need to know that God is there. We need to feel the touch of God. You know, sometimes the touch is good for those that are lonely. We're lonely. Just to know, when Justin was just little and he had ride in his car seat, and he'd be riding, he wanted you to put your hand back and put it on his car seat because he wanted to touch your hand. And he would sit there and he would just, it wasn't that he was, being affectionate. He just wanted to know you was there. He wanted to know you was there. And by experiencing that touch, you know he's there. Amen. Sometimes in our life, amen, it's not that we have some tremendous need. It's not that I've got a tremendous burden upon my life. And then I'm just worried about something in my life. But it's good to feel the touch of God because it lets you know that he is there for you. Amen. Sometimes I just need to know he's there. Hallelujah. If I could just feel his touch today. If I could just, I don't need a miracle. I don't need any the power of God infused in my body today. Amen. But I just need to know that the Lord is with me, that he's here with me right now. And when I feel the touch of God, I know, God, you are here and you're right here with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I just need to know he's there. When you're going through the storms, amen, you need to feel the touch of God. Amen. When you're going through the things of your life, you just need to know, Lord, I need to know that you are with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what I face tomorrow in my life. Tomorrow could be a great day in my life. Tomorrow could be one of those days. You ever have one of those days? Amen. So tomorrow could be one of those days. Tomorrow could be a very joyful day in my life, but it also could be a very sad day in my life. And I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring in your life. Amen. But that is one reason why I need the touch of God today. Because I need to know, Lord, I don't know what I face tomorrow, but I need to know that you're there and that you're with me. And if I know that if I feel the touch of God in my life today and I know he's there, amen, regardless of what tomorrow brings in my life, I believe that I can make it because I know the Lord is with me. I felt his touch. Amen. You need to feel the touch of God. You need to feel his touch today. Amen. You just need to know, God, you're here. You're with me. You know where I'm at. God, you know what I'm going through because I touched you and I know that you are there. Hallelujah. To experience that touch of God. Amen. Just let you know, God is present. God is present. Amen. A touch, amen, can bring so much comfort into your life just by knowing he's there. Man, have you ever went through something in your life, maybe some moment, and somebody was there, some friend, your companion, somebody that was close to you, and there was no words that they could really say to help you through what you were going through at that moment, but just simply maybe by them taking your hand and holding your hand, or putting a hand on your shoulder and touching you. It made you know that, you know what, they don't have the words to say, but hey, we're here for you. We're here for you. I don't know what to tell you right now. I don't know what to say to make your load any easier, but by taking your hand and holding your hand or putting my hand on your shoulder, I want you to know that I am here for you. Amen. And just to feel the touch of God and to know that God has touched my life, amen, lets me know, amen, that he is here for me. Amen. Regardless of what I'm going through, amen, the Lord is on my side and the Lord is with me. Amen. I felt his touch today, and so I know that God is here and God is with me and God is for me. Amen. Because I felt his touch. It's so important to feel the touch of God. So important to feel that touch of God, to know that he's there, to know that he's there. Amen. But do you know the touch of God brings, you need a touch because it's comforting to be touched. It's comforting. It brings comfort to you when you were to feel a touch on you. And it's not that it's really miraculous in a way, because somebody puts their hand on you at a very difficult moment in your life and it brings comfort to you. It's not that they're a doctor. It's not that they're a doctor or anything like that, but they, just by simply touching you, it brings a peace to your heart because you felt that touch. You felt that touch. We need a touch of God in our life because we need the comfort that only comes from feeling the touch of God in our life. Amen. When my life is in a turmoil and my life is all upside down and messed up and it's all in a whirlwind. Amen. When I come into the house of God and I come into the presence of God and I feel the touch of the Lord on my life. Amen. It brings a peace. It brings a comfort into my life that I can't explain, but I felt the touch of God. And now because he has touched me, amen, I feel comfort in my heart. There's a peace that overwhelms me. It's a peace that passes all understanding, and it comes from the touch of God. the touch of God. Amen. Vaseline intensive care lotion. They did a study. They did a study of people, and they found that people longed to be touched because they had a need in their life of somebody to touch them. There are some people I know that are touched. But there's some people, amen, they need a touch because it brings a comfort to their life just to know somebody cares enough to touch you. Somebody cares enough to reach out and touch you. It brings comfort. And just to know that God cares enough about me, amen, that he would come in this place today and he would reach down and touch my life and bring comfort to my heart. Amen, that is a comfort to know that God cares about me. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not a lotion you need, but what you need is the intensive care. Amen. That only comes from the touch of God. Hallelujah. Because God does care for you. He does care for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for his touch. Amen. I thank God for his touch. It brings comfort. Amen. You ever been facing something that was fearful in your life? Something that you was afraid? Amen. But a touch can bring courage. Right? Touch can bring courage. Now, I know there's the touch that, you know, if you're standing on the edge of something and you need to jump and you need the courage to jump, I mean, you don't need that touch in the back of your, in the middle of your back to give you that kind of courage, you know, to give you that touch. You know, there's some people that would love to give you that, you know, here, let me touch you. And they give you that touch and push you off the edge. Amen. But sometimes when we go through life, we come through times that's fearful. Things that come in our life that we're afraid. We don't know how it's good. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And we're afraid of what the situation is. Amen. We're afraid of what the doctor's telling us. And fear comes in our heart. Amen. And we are afraid. But there's something about a touch that can bring courage in a time of fear. Because fear can be faced many times when you know I'm not alone. I'm not in this by myself. I'm not going to face this by myself. You know what? If you're in a dark room, it can be fearful. But if you're in the dark room with somebody else, that can be fearful too if you don't know where they're at. But if they're there to touch you and say, hey, I'm right here with you. We'll get through this together. We'll get to the other side. We'll find the exit. We'll find the door. Amen. It can bring you courage and strength. Amen. Thank God for a touch of God. Amen. When I'm fearful, when I'm afraid, when I'm facing something in my life, and then God comes along and touches my life, I know I'm not in this by myself. I'm not alone. I felt the touch of God, and I thank God. I know he's with me. I know he's with me. Hallelujah. Thank God for his touch. Thank God that he can touch us. Hallelujah. In the book of Daniel, there was three times, amen, that the angel of the Lord appeared to Daniel. And that one time when he appeared to him, he touched him. He touched him. Amen. First time, he picked him up off of his face and put him on his knees. He touched him. The next time that he touched him, the Bible says he strengthened him. And the next time he touched him, he took him from down and he put him up on his feet. Amen. You know what? The touch of God. Amen. When you are at the very bottom, when you are at your lowest. Amen. And the presence of God comes and touches your life. Amen. It will lift you up from off of your face. It'll bring you up off of your knees. Amen. It'll put you up on your feet. Amen. The touch of God. It'll give you the courage that you need to face what it is that you fear. It'll put the comfort in your heart. Amen. To let you know that God is with you. Amen. That you're not alone. Amen. It'll be the touch of God that lets you know, hey, I know right where you're at. I know what you're going through, but I'm here. Here's my touch today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The touch of God. Hallelujah. The lady with the issue of blood, she pressed through a crowd. She reached out. She touched the hem of his garment. Amen. When she touched the hem of his garment, she knew that she was healed. She did not have to get a doctor's report. She did not have to get. She did not have to go through another examination. She knew immediately. Why? Because she felt something come through that touch. She felt the virtue or the power of God, amen, that was there in that touch. Amen. I believe today, you know what? When you touch God, and when God touches you, amen, you can, amen, you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. I believe it was Michelangelo that painted a picture in the Sistine Chapel. And in the, it's a picture of God reaching down and a man with his hand stretched out, reaching out to God. Amen. Can I tell you today? Amen. God is here today. He's reaching down and he wants to touch you. Amen. But if you could just reach out to him today and reach out to God. Amen. That painting, what he was trying to do in that chapel was let them realize, amen, this is a place where God, where man comes and he reaches out to God. A place where we know we need the touch of God. And what's amazing about that portrait is not somebody that's just like doing this, but it's somebody that's stretched out, amen, to their length, reaching out to touch God. Amen. And then the miraculous thing is that that chapel was a place where God was going to reach down and touch mankind, and God wants to do that in this place here today for you. Amen. If you could see the hand of God reaching down to where you're at right now, and if you would just reach out with all that's within you, stretch yourself out to your limit and say, God, I need your touch. I need to touch God. I need to touch God. Hallelujah. One touch. One touch. Oh, man, I tell you what, if the Lord would touch you today, amen, he could change your tomorrow. If he could touch you today. Hallelujah. Remember the lame man that sat at the gate, beautiful? He had been there many all that time, you know, all those years. They came, and what'd they say? Silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, Nazareth, rise up, walk. And they stretched forth their hand, and they took him by the hand. And the Bible says immediately. Wow, what a touch. What a touch. Amen. I believe a touch of God today, maybe it could change everything that you're going through right now. Amen. It could change. It could turn your whole situation around. Just the touch of God. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah.